Welcome back to Misunderstood on this Monday evening. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Guys, who did not watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey's watch party last night? I think everyone did. I know I did, and I know my next guest did. Frank Catania, the ex-husband of Dolores, on the show. He's also on the show. He's been there for 8 seasons. He tells all. It's so juicy, you guys. You're going to be obsessed. I'm going to just start this without further ado because I want to get right to it. But he's amazing. We love him. I'm so interested to hear, and I'm sure you are, about what's going to happen next season, and he gives all the inside scoop. So without further ado, my conversation with the iconic Frank Catania. Hey, everyone, it's Rachel Yucatel here from the Misunderstood podcast. Let's get real about something many of us women face, feeling perpetually exhausted, struggling with focus, and managing a never-ending to-do list. If this sounds familiar, you're definitely not alone. Recently, I've been exploring holistic ways to support my health. I've discovered something that's truly made a difference, Holistic Goddess's Bison Trifecta. This supplement, made from freeze-dried bison organs, heart, liver, and kidney, is delivered in convenient capsules. Since adding Bison Trifecta to my daily routine, I've noticed a significant boost in my energy levels and mental clarity. It's been a game changer in managing my busy schedule and combating that midday slump that many of us experience, especially during perimenopause and menopause. Guys, if you're having a hard time figuring out what kind of vitamins and supplements you should be taking, I'm telling you from personal experience, you really should try this Bison Trifecta. You feel the results in days, like tangible results. Also, perimenopause and menopause can bring a host of challenges, hot flashes, mood swings, and fatigue, just to name a few. Bison Trifecta helps address these issues with its comprehensive support. The collagen and vitamins in bison liver promote skin elasticity and hormone balance, helping to ease some of the physical symptoms. Bison heart provides vital nutrients that boost energy and mental clarity, combating the fatigue often experienced during this transition. And bison kidney supports overall vitality and immune health, crucial as our bodies undergo hormonal changes. But it's not just about energy. What I love is it's made with clean, pure ingredients and contains no unnecessary additives or fillers. If you're facing similar challenges, I highly recommend giving Bison Trifecta a try. It's been a valuable addition to my wellness routine, and it might be just what you need. For more info, visit holisticgoddess.com and see if Bison Trifecta would be the right fit for you. And by using my code, you get 15% off. So go to holisticgoddess.com and find the Bison Trifecta and use code UNDERSTOOD at checkout. Let me know what you think about it, guys. I know you're going to love it. Frank, it's so fun to have you here today, especially after what the world watched last night. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you really for being here. I really appreciate it. So did you watch last night as it played out?
Unfortunately, I did.
Okay. So what were your biggest takeaways when you were watching?
Truly the women have lost their mind. They really have, you know, other than Dolores, who I always support.
Right.
It's gone so bad. It just got so bad, Rachel.
So I have a question for you. If you had to choose rooms going into that, which room would you have chosen?
I would have chosen, unfortunately, you know, I would like to be with Dolores, but that's not the room I would have chosen.
Right. Got it. Okay. Dolores has ended up being able to be Switzerland out of this whole thing. And I think she really stood her ground and did a great job this season. One of the very few, right? So, like, what are your thoughts about how she played it this season? And, like, we saw last night that she did get really angry at one point, which is very rare for her, at least for us. I mean, you obviously know a different side of her. But watching that, I was a little bit shocked at how aggressive she got for a second. How did you think she did this season?
I thought, like every season, I have to be honest, I think Dolores did great.
Yeah.
Dolores tries to play exactly that, Switzerland. She tries to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. She tries, you know, to be everyone's friend. And it's becoming more and more difficult with this cast. It's really getting hard. hard. But this year, I think it has been more trying on Dolores than ever before. And then we saw Dolores lose her temper last night with Margaret, right? And, you know, I've seen that hundreds of times, right? But Dolores, when you put Dolores in a position where something is being said that makes her look bad amongst friends, Dolores, and it's not true, Dolores does. She stands her ground, absolutely. But also last night, if you saw, everybody says, you know, Dolores is too supportive of Teresa. You need to, you know, hold her hand to the fire. And last night she did. Last night she did. When, you know, Louie said something about Margaret's son. You can't do that. Well, you know, listen, you don't touch upon a cast member's children. We don't do that.
Right. Well, okay. So that's a lot of what stood out to most people, especially this morning. That's what everyone is talking about. The fact that Teresa kind of doubled down watching it back and still supported what Louis said about Margaret's son. Obviously, I think the majority of people watching that would say that's terrible. Obviously, talking about kids, it should be off the table, but it doesn't seem like those rules ever apply to Teresa. Do you think now that she's watching back how people are watching her back, do you think that they have any conscience about what they do and what they say?
No, Teresa, no. Absolutely not. Teresa... Teresa has what we call the delayed response. If she does, she may have it in 2 or 3 days from now. But no matter what, Teresa always is defending Louis, whether right, wrong, indifferent, to a fault. All right. And I say it to everybody, guys, this show has, it is what it is. You know, there's always arguing, fighting and everything else. But Rachel, it's never gotten to this level until Louis got on the show. Louis on the show, and it's just gone to a whole different level where there is no point of return.
Well, so do you think that this is because she feels like Teresa, when I say she feels like she has someone behind her, like a barking dog who will take her side for the first time. This is a person that will always back her. So she's backing him. Like, do you think it's gotten to this point because he was added to the cast?
It's gotten to this point definitely because he was added to the cast. Right? Teresa is a loyal person. All right. Teresa is a loyal person to a fault. And Teresa's lying sometime as to her loyalness. And that's her husband. She's going to go to bat for him regardless, right or wrong.
Right. And it's interesting, too, because she does seem to be loyal to a fault. But also when she gets it in her mind that she wants to go after someone, people could say all sorts of things. Or like we saw in the finale and last night, too, that it wasn't Margaret. It seems that it wasn't Margaret who did a lot of this stuff that she was accusing her of. It really was Jackie. And Teresa didn't seem to like bat her eye at it. And it seems that they're still friends. Like, what were your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that were exactly what I said before. Rachel, she has a delayed reaction. Right? I think it takes Teresa a couple of days longer than it does a normal person to comprehend something, right? The whole entire thought.
Yeah, but now that now happened a few months ago. So how come, are they still friends? Has she not flipped out on Jackie?
I couldn't tell you. Quite honestly, that room over there, I haven't spoken to them. I haven't spoken to them, nothing. And it's a shame because Jackie's husband, Evan, and I were very close. Not that there's an issue between us, but we used to, we used to hang out. All the guys used to hang out. We don't do that anymore.
Right. So tell me what it's like. How many seasons have you been on it now?
That was my eighth season.
Eighth season. Okay. How much has it changed in terms of relationships, in terms of things that you feel are staged, things that you feel are appropriate, inappropriate, the happiness of the show? Like, what's the difference from then to now?
With respect to stage and not being staged, I'm asked that all the time. Is it real? And my answer to everybody is, and I'm embarrassed, but unfortunately, it is real. It is real. There is no point of return at this point. It's gotten so bad. Between Joe and Teresa, they don't have anybody else except one another, family-wise.
Right.
And their parents, we all knew their parents. Everything was about family, and they must be turning over in their graves right now to see this.
Yeah.
And again, it never got to this point. It never got to the point of no return, my opinion, until Louis came on the show.
Right. Do you see a reconciliation in the future at all, on or off the camera, with Melissa and Teresa and the perspective and Joe and Louis?
Never, never. If the show is still airing, if the show is not airing, it goes off. There is a possibility. I believe it to be a slim possibility, but if the show stays on, never.
But like, do you think that the cameras exacerbate what's going on, or I don't read Teresa, I don't know, or as the type of person that's just doing it for the cameras. She seems like she would be that way on or off. So like, what would be the difference of having the show or not having the show?
Because it's at the, Teresa is the same way, being on the show, being off the show.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But Teresa also, all right. She has to show, I also believe Teresa has to show a certain Teresa, all right, on the show.
Right.
There's been a thrift between Melissa and Teresa from the time that Melissa came on the show. Mm-hmm. Teresa always felt that Melissa did it behind her back. Right? I think Melissa came on the third season, fourth season, whatever it may have been, mm-hmm. which I disagree with. And it's no matter how good they got along the way, there was always something there. There was always something, some kind of an issue, Rachel. There was always
right. Yeah. The one thing that I noticed about your show compared to other shows is these girls really stand out on their own. They have their own storyline. They're interesting. They kind of hold their own. So I want to talk. I mean, obviously, everyone knows that Teresa and Melissa are kind of that main rift and there's a lot going on between them. But obviously, we saw a lot going on between everyone else. So I want to talk about Jen and Danielle for a second. Whose side after this whole year and watching it back, whose side would you have taken or do you take?
I try not to pick sides, but.
Well, let's do it today.
All right. I would have to say Danielle. I think Jen pushed the buttons. All right. There's certain, you don't talk about a guy's husband. Right. You don't talk about her husband. And Danielle is very, very, very supportive. And she'll defend her husband to no end. And I think that Jennifer knew the exact buttons to push when it came to Danielle. So I don't think Jennifer was surprised whatsoever as to the reaction at the party where Danielle slapped her or where Danielle jumped over the table.
Right.
I don't believe it. I think Jen knew exactly what Jen was doing.
Right. And provoking her.
Oh, 100%. Right? Jen's crazy. Right? Jen's crazy. Me and Jen used to be close. All right. Mm. For whatever reason, we're not. And I think it has to do with the fact that she's so close to Teresa and there's an issue with Louie. All right. Because myself and Bill, Jen's husband, you know, we used to be very, very close. You know, but the right. kids alone would go out to dinner. You know, and it's a shame that we don't do that anymore.
So, yeah, let's talk about the guys and your relationships with them. Who have you always been close to and whose relationship has changed now?
Joe Gorga, I've known for, my God, it's got to be almost 35 years. I used to be Joe's lawyer. All right, I was Joe's lawyer for many, many years. So I've known Joe. I've known Teresa since she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And so we were always close, never had an issue. And then the show came along and I became friends with Margaret's husband, Joe. Good guy, really good guy, just down to earth, you know, a nice guy. John Fuda, I was also his attorney before he came on the show. So I was friends with John Fuda. From the show, I became friends with Bill. I became friends with Evan. I became friends with Nate. I became friends with every. I was even friends with Louie. All right. Me and Louie sat down after we had some issues and to talk things out. And Rachel, for no other reason, me and him were not going to be kumbaya friends. But I sat down just because I didn't want to have a rift with somebody. We sat down. We didn't believe each other, but we wanted to know something. We sat like men and discussed it, walked out of there. And I thought it was good until that night on Instagram. You know, there's things posted that I said in confidentiality to Louie. So, but you know, the guys themselves, no matter what happened with the women, we would always be close. It's more right. like that. All right. Listen, my biggest concern is Paulie, right? That's Dolores' boyfriend. And if there was an issue between myself and Paulie, it would put an issue in my family. Family dynamic is a little different because we're divorced. And I just do whatever I can, Rachel, to make sure that there's nothing that comes in between myself and my family.
Right. Well, that's very smart of you. And, you know, very, I love that about you. I think that's great. We all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us are running on fumes. And exercising and eating right just becomes another thing on our to-do list. But I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be hard. Look, most of us aren't trying to become Olympians, but who doesn't want to feel strong, healthy, and end the day with some energy left in the tank? But that's not happening without good nutrition. That's why I take Field of Greens. It's whole, organic fruits and vegetables, no extracts, no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day gives you simple, real nutrition. It also feeds your body with fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. And if you're anything like me, I don't like to drink water. I don't like the taste. taste. I feel like it's bland. I don't drink a lot of water. So Field of Greens has really helped me get my hydration to a different level than I've had in a long time. So I love the berry flavor. That's my most favorite thing. And now I actually have the collagen powder and I add the two together. It is so good. I love it. I don't taste that grainy feeling that you get in your mouth sometimes when you have a lot of these powdered drinks. I have steady energy throughout the day. I have no afternoon crashes. I get better sleep and even my stomach feels better. But I'm telling you, I take this 3 times a day and I'm feeling so much better. I'm not kidding you guys. So Field of Greens is my go-to for getting the nutrients I need, even on those bad eating days. I'm sure you'll love Field of Greens, but if you don't, you can return it for a full refund. I got you guys 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code UNDERSTOOD. That's promo code UNDERSTOOD at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, 15% off your first order. Use promo code UNDERSTOOD. Hey, Misunderstood listeners, this episode is proudly brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the ever fabulous, ever iconic Jennifer Aniston. I'm kind of known for my hair, okay? And so obviously I take great lengths to make sure I love the products that are in it. That's why I'm here to tell you about Lola V. It is some of the best shampoos, detanglers, sprays, oils that I've ever used. Let me tell you what my favorite products are. So I get the restorative conditioner, the intensive conditioning treatment, which I use once a week. I put it on my hair for about 10 minutes, and the shampoo. Those are the only things I use in my hair, and I absolutely love them. When I get out of the shower, I use the detangling spray. I love the smell. I think it totally works. And also it really helps me with my hair frizz because I've noticed that when I don't use it, I get a lot more frizz than when I do. And it does something with the humidity. I absolutely love it. I don't know if it's made for that, but it works on me. Those are the things I personally think you should try. So try Lola V today. Get 15% off with the code UNDERSTOOD at checkout. So again, that's LOLAVIE.com. Get 15% off with the code UNDERSTOOD. I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you did, I'm going to ask you, what do you think about Pauly? And what do you think about Pauly in your own life and your relationship with him, but also in how he was represented on the show?
Pauly was represented pretty good on the show. All right. Okay.
Pauly, pretty good, meaning how he really is, or that yes, gave him a boost yes, and made him likable?
Honestly, pretty much like he is.
Okay.
Like myself and Pauly, we had an issue at the beginning when he first came on because of the relationship, the worst time I had. You know, it's not your orthodox relationship. It's, we're truly our best friends.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with Dolores, the fact that she kept our family together, which I'm so thankful for. Her and my fiance are close, right? Dolores has helped planning items for the wedding. You know?
Oh, I love that.
So when Pauly came around, Pauly was not used to this and had an issue with it. And Rachel, I just wanted him to be in the presence of myself and Dolores, and you'll see that there's nothing to worry about. All right. Except the fact that we are mother and father of the same kids. We're great friends, but he wouldn't do that. And it was different. So, but as time went on, it changed. And this past Easter, Brittany and I went by Dolores's for Easter. All right. Which we always do. And my kids are there. Pauly's there. Pauly's kids are there. All right. And Pauly's wife was there as well. Yes, exactly. Right. So, I enjoyed that because he saw what it's like to keep friends between a ex-husband, ex-wife, to keep your family together. It's all about your family. So the fact that Pauly came full circle and basically flipped 180 degrees at that point, I felt a little vindication on that is what I felt.
Right. I'm curious what your thoughts are because it was, Dolores was questioned a couple times on her thoughts about marrying him. Do you hope that they get married? Do you think they will? What do you think the holdup is with him getting a divorce? Is it more simple than people are making it?
Yeah, listen, Dolores is a big girl. Dolores is a tough girl. Dolores is a street girl. Dolores knows what she's doing, all right? And, when Dolores is stupid, she's stupid like a fox, okay? And I gotta admit, Dolores takes care of herself. I don't know. I thought they would have been engaged before Brittany and I, quite honestly, but they're not. And she seems happy with it. She's okay with it. So if that's the case, you honestly, I support her. Dolores knows I support her blindly no matter what.
Right.
She's the mother of my children, and you know, I'll always be there for her, right, wrong, indifferent, you name it. So,
but you're not feeling upset with her like some of her friends are like, what's the holdup? Why isn't he getting a divorce? This guy is just stringing her along. You don't feel that way.
No, I don't feel that way. He's definitely not stringing her along. Okay. Definitely not stringing her along. But at the same time, Dolores's friends are saying that because with Dolores's ex-boyfriend, you know, she wanted to be engaged.
Yeah.
It was so important to be engaged. She would not move in with David unless she was engaged.
Right.
And now with Paulie, being engaged is not so much of an issue.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Right. I do think that people forget that it's not all like how we thought it should be 50 years ago, where you meet someone, you get engaged, you get married. If you're not older, you have kids, you know what I mean? People do relationships differently and they work differently for other people. I think it does seem like they are happy. And I think that it gets triggering when people ask, because that's their timeline, not Dolores and Paulie's timeline. So
she becomes very defensive.
I get it. And I can see why. It's interesting. I think he's kind of grown on me a little bit over the show. At first I was like, what is this guy? I don't get it. But I mean, he seems nice enough. I like his accent, you know.
That's a good way to put it, because he grew on me as well. I thought the same thing when he came around. He's great. He's great to my children. You know, if you're great to my children, you know the deal.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So what do you see? There's been all these rumors about what is going to happen with this reboot. Some people have said it's just a few cast members. Some people said everybody's been wiped out. What kind of inside scoop can you give me about anything that's really happening? Does anyone know what's happening on the cast yet?
Bravo has been so tight-lipped. All we know is we heard that something, or if anything happens, is not going to happen until next year, 2025.
Right.
We have no idea whether it's going to be a total recast, whether the show is being canceled. I'm not sure what's happening. Nobody has the inside track, because there is no inside track right now.
Right.
I think Dolores is in a good position, and obviously she's my biggest concern. I think she's in a great position because maneuver is a bad word, because she doesn't try to maneuver, but Dolores is like you said, Switzerland. So
right.
It was no matter if this side stays, Dolores can be part of that. If this side stays, Dolores can be part of that. So, but otherwise, I have my own thoughts.
Okay, well, what are your thoughts? Like, what do you see as being the solution for this next season?
It has to be. I do not believe that one side or the other has to go, because filming, it was like filming two separate shows.
Mm-hmm.
And as difficult as that is for the network, I don't think the fans like that. I don't think the fans like that. And as much as fans like controversy and fans like, yeah, oh, yeah, fighting and everything else, I think it's gone beyond that. We're the right point where, whatever's happened this season, I don't think the fans like.
Hmm. I mean, I definitely agree with that. I think it's gotten a little dark. You know, I think that it was very obvious that, you know, one room was seemed more humble and normal. I mean, that's a terrible word to use for lack of a better word, but it seemed like they got the joke. They were like, oh my God, this is so ridiculous. And then the other room was so full of anger and spite and nasty words. So it just, I mean, in my opinion, and who am I just, you know, it seemed like the lighter room, meaning Margaret's room or, you know, Melissa's room, seemed to be the room that like got the joke and were good and healthy and light. And the other room was very dark, but maybe that's its own show. I don't really know, but it gives like agita feeling a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like anxiety provoking.
That's a good way to put it.
Right.
For sure.
Okay. So I'm curious about you and like what you're hoping for your life. Like, are you guys aren't filming your wedding or anything, are you?
No, there's been no inkling with respect to filming our wedding, which is nice. They wanted to film my engagement last year. And I thought that was something that should have been a little bit of private, you know? Mm-hmm. So we didn't. To me, and whether the show's here, gone, indifferent, it doesn't change my life whatsoever. Right. It doesn't change my life whatsoever. I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it. I love going out in public, no matter where we go. All right. Your people coming up to you, people smiling. Overall, I consider myself to be more liked than disliked. All right. And I've always tried to keep the peace. And what you see on the show is exactly what you see me in real life. I appreciate life. I truly do appreciate life. I'm blessed. Right. And every day is a gift. And so if the show goes one way or the other, it really doesn't affect me much. It would have been a great ride, but I continue to like to take the ride. Absolutely. All right.
Right. So I actually want to go back to Louis for 1 second because I forgot about something. So on my show last year, I mean, not so long ago, but I had Vanessa on, his ex, to talk about, you know, she's a narcissistic abuse, domestic violence person or something. Right. So we really talked about that. And I also had Bo Deedle on my show. And, you know, both of them played dumb and both of them, you know, kind of, you know, did their own thing. And Bo especially, of course, played dumb. But I want to go back to that for 1 second, because I really don't get it. What is the problem? And maybe I'm very ignorant about this, but really, what is the problem with Louis and his exes? I don't know why people are obsessed with him. I don't find him something to be obsessed about. I think that a lot of it is made up because I cannot believe that someone would be so obsessed with them. But also Vanessa strikes me as, well, I'm not going to say what Vanessa strikes me as, but like, it seems so odd to me that this is a storyline that's gone into court and made him, you know, what he says is like, people have had to, you know, he had to quit a job or he got let go from a job because of his bad press, because of his exes. I mean, what is that really?
Listen, you won't say what you want, what you truly feel about Vanessa, but you want me to
Well, I'll say it too. I mean, I just thought it was crazy to me that she's built a career out of, you know, narcissistic abuse. And like, if that was the case, she would not want herself in the public eye. If she's that abused by someone, she would stay low key and she would patients that don't want to be in the public eye about stuff like that, because it would have affected her in such a way. I mean, listen, if I were her and my fiance left me for a huge name on Bravo, when you're on Bravo, you're like as big of a celebrity as like an A-list star sometimes. So that would kill me that I'm like getting ready for my wedding and my fiance left me. Yeah, that would make me probably insane. So I get that made her insane, but I don't know that she's like this amazing doctor. If she was, she wouldn't be in court at all. Like, but maybe he's stalking her. I really don't get it. That's why I'm asking you, because I just think the whole thing is retarded.
I don't have personal knowledge of anything exactly, but what I can say is this. I've been around Louis, okay? Mm-hmm. And where there's so much coming out and so many coming from different places, all right? Mm-hmm. I am a true believer. If there's enough smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, of course.
Right? All right? And that is truly what I do believe. All right. That's for both, you know, that's a whole nother story. You know, but Bo and I have many mutual friends. All right. And myself and Bo Deedle had an issue and how to deal with Louis. And Bo indicates that, you know, that didn't happen. So, you know, listen, I gotta be honest. It took to me, I let it die, because whether it is true or not true, it doesn't change my life. Doesn't change my life. And I'd rather the simple things, let the simple things go. Vanessa can't let it go. All right. But at the same time, there's something true somewhere. And that's,
yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah. What were your thoughts on the Wario video? Would you ever do a course like that?
Listen,
I don't think you need help being manly, though.
Yeah,
or soft. Is that what they're trying to be, soft? I'm confused.
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're being soft, because a lot of the guys in the video are not, you know.
But I mean, they were trying to get into the heart of the matter as opposed to being like
tough. Initially, when I saw it, I was just happy to find out that they have clothing on below the waist, because we didn't see it below their waist. I thought there was a bunch of men running around naked in the woods. Like, wow, we had some explaining to do. I understand the video, and I had to talk with Louis about it. Is it for me? No, I don't think so. All right, I don't think so. To do that, why? That means, my opinion is that you're looking for something to fix in yourself.
Right. Okay?
All right, if you're going there, all right,
right,
to that, and the fact the recordings that came out otherwise with respect to also the Warrior video where he's apologizing, all right, and I don't know, was that Vanessa that he was apologizing to?
I mean that's what it seems like, but you know, again, I think there was exes, so I who knows?
There had in order for you to do that, there had to be an issue somewhere along the line,
right. I agree. I'm not against programs like that, by the way. I'm not trying to make fun of them, but no. I do think that was terribly embarrassing to come out at the time that it did. And, you know, yes, I think it makes it look like he has so many issues with women. And people thought it was for Teresa, and then it wasn't. The whole thing was just
exactly
and sort I, and of shin thing.
The fact that he went so overboard, like there's groups like that all over the place. The fact that he went so overboard and went at it so hard, it just, you know, it makes you think.
Right. Okay, so I want to hear a little more about you. So, like, give me a little, like, inside scoop. What's happening? You guys are planning your wedding. Yes. What are you guys doing for your wedding? This is very exciting.
No, we're doing for our wedding, which I'm very, very proud of. All right. First of all, I have a fiance who she basically practices what she preaches. There's nothing little bothers her. There's no drama. I quite honestly never thought I'd be getting married.
Wait, how did you meet her while you're such a big face on the show?
I met her way before the show. All right.
Okay.
Way before the show, I met her. In fact, her and Rachel from the show both decided to get into competing. All right. The figure. All right. And I trained both of them at the time. And then we just became friends. And then the opportunity came around. And I got to be honest with you, she just makes me laugh. We, you know, there's a big age difference between the two of us, which has never been an issue. The best relationship I've ever had. We just laugh all the time. She appreciates life. She does not let the little things, when I say she truly does not let the little things bother her, she doesn't. And it got to the point where, and this I said, I don't want to lose her. So I got no choice. I got to, you know, make her my wife.
Oh, Frank, that's so cute.
So, and she's good. We're getting married down in Captiva Island, all right, down on the west coast of Florida. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're getting there, we did not want a destination wedding. We did not want a huge wedding along the way whatsoever. But it was, my mother passed away in 2007. It was her favorite place. But Rachel, not only that, she made us spread her ashes in the water down there. Okay. Aww. Right. So that's where we're getting married. So my mother could be part of the wedding and she could be there. So that's why we're doing it.
I love that. Right? I love that. I'm so excited for you. So who's going to be coming from the people that we know?
First of all, my son is my best man. All right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Frank, that's amazing.
All right. My daughter's in a wedding. Dolores and her entire family are coming. All right.
Okay. Is Pell coming? Polly coming?
And I can be honest with you. I still call my in-laws. All right. I still call my in-laws because we're just, you know, I still call, you know, my Dolores' mom, my mother-in-law. And Brittany has no problem with that because she knows it's because, listen, when shit hit the fan with Dolores and I, all right, Dolores' father, who's a tough guy, all right, he's a tough guy back in the day from the streets. And he pulled me aside and he goes, listen, every man cheats. He says, just your timing's horrible. And he goes, but would you take care of my daughter? And would you take care of your children? All right. We will always treat you like family. All right. If you don't, it's a different story. And one thing I always was, I consider myself, I was always a good father, always a great father, good provider, great father. And they've always have. You know, they invite myself and Brittany to family affairs, even if Dolores is not there. All right. So that's so Dolores's whole family's coming. Joe Gorga, and obviously Melissa, Margaret and Joe Benigno, Rachel and John Fuda. I think that's it.
How's Joe's health, Margaret's husband? How's he doing?
He's okay. He's okay. He gets checked up. He has to do a follow-up. I think it's every 6 months. But Joe, people don't realize Joe's like 65 years old, right?
Yeah.
He's in great shape. This guy's in great shape.
He really is.
And Joe's a lot of fun. Joe's a lot of fun. You know, and I'll say, we have a show coming up this weekend. Right? Myself, Joe Gorga, Joe Benigno, and John Fuda. All right. It's a comedy show at Harris in Atlantic City. Okay.
You guys are going to do stand up together?
We do stand up. It's really Joe Gorga. Joe Gorga does stand up. Okay. So
is he good?
I got to be honest with you. He's good to a point. And during BravoCon 2 years ago, he was at Caroline's. And Caroline's people would realize you're really a comedian. If you make the Caroline's, you made it. So he's there and they asked me to host it. So Rachel, I ended up getting up beforehand. I was supposed to go up and just introduce him. I'm on stage for like 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I got everybody laughing.
About what? Did it just come to you?
Busted Joe Gorga's balls. I mean, about everything. You name it. All right? Going on. So it hit off. And then we had a show during the end of COVID down at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, which did very, very well. Yeah. So now we're at Harris, and I open up. All right, this time, if anybody's talking to me after my 10 minutes, if anyone's talking to me from the show after that, that'd be a surprise because nothing's off limits, right? I'm going in.
Are you going to like roast them or like what?
Oh,
are you
absolutely. 100%. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. And
have you been working on your jokes?
Listen, yes. We're getting close. It's coming Saturday. So I try to go off the cuff. And then I'll introduce Joe. Joe's on for about an hour. Joe has an entire skit. He needs to start updating it because it was very, very good, but he's been doing it for a while. And then after that, which is very nice, all four of us are on stage and we do a Q&A with the audience. And then we do.
Oh, that'll be fun. People will love that.
The thing that I'm putting out there this time is Q&A. I don't care what you ask, Rachel. What you ask, I'm answering. All right. I'm going to tell you the truth. Okay. So that's it. And that's where I've always been to my fans. My fans, I believe they love me for that. Because that's it. You know, I try not to go after anybody on the show, which I had a little bit of an issue with Louie, but I try to stay neutral. And I'm looking forward to this Saturday. So,
oh my God, that'll be amazing. I wish I was there.
Listen, Rachel, they rip me up. There's nothing. I got arrested for drugs back in 30, 40 years ago. I'm a disbarred attorney. All right. I cheated on my wife. I own everything. All right. But I'm a guy and things have changed. Changed person. So, but I own it. I own everything I do. And guys, you know, don't try to hide it. Just like Dolores owns every piece of plastic surgery that she's ever gotten.
Right.
She does. Absolutely.
Yeah. And she, by the way, she looks great. So she'll get this job.
She's right at the edge. She's right at the edge now. She looks great, but she's got to stop.
Yeah, I think she's one of the most beautiful on the show, honestly. I'm always, every time she comes into a scene, I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Now, speaking of the things that happened in your past, I just want to ask you, what are the lessons you learned from that taking into your new marriage?
I learned that the grass is not greener on the other side.
Oh, good lesson.
The grass is not greener on the other side. And I say it all the time. I do thousands, and I love it. Thousands of cameos I do. And the one thing people ask me all the time is, hey, can you give me some advice on marriage? I'm like, why are you asking for me? I cheat. I'm cheating. You should divorce me. You know? Well, because you know. And, you know.
You know the temptation is probably what they're saying.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And marriage is, it's a partnership. It's not a competition. You know, you guys get in arguments. Everybody argues. Everybody yells. It doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. Let's get through it and make sure it doesn't happen again. And that's the way lightning should be.
Right.
So, I mean, unless it's something serious, obviously, but the grass is not greener on the other side. You always think it is. Unfortunately, it took me 55 years to learn that, you know, but.
I'm curious, since you went through that, though, like, what would be your thoughts if somebody sent you a cameo about, give me some advice because I'm having a hard time in my marriage, advice either not to cheat or how to get through this? Like, what would your advice be now that you've
been? My advice absolutely would be not to cheat. Because if you cheat, I think it complicates things. It makes things a lot worse. Obviously, if you're cheating, and I catch a lot of flack for this, all right? Men don't cheat because half the time men cheat. You see, the person they cheat with doesn't even compare, not even as pretty as their wife or whatever the case may be. I think it's just something's lacking in a marriage, maybe some attention. You're getting attention from somebody else, whatever it may be. And that's what it is. But if you want to get out of the marriage, you know, and it's not good, face it, address it, and get out before you cheat. Because if you cheat, you know, and the other person truly cares, you're hurting somebody. You're hurting somebody. So.
Right. And then not only that, you open yourself up to a can of worms that you cannot control now, because your life is not just this us anymore. You've let this other person, this third party in, and you don't know what can happen with that person. And that can ruin your whole life. I mean, honestly.
But that's how you're judged. That's where now from moving forward from there, that's how you're judged. You know, it's 100%. And no, it's so.
And sometimes when you open that up once, then you're sort of like, well, that was easy. I'll keep doing it because it's not hurting anyone. No one ever finds out until it does get found out and it ruins your life. So, I'm assuming it is hard for you, though, because you are a public figure and women, I'm sure, throw themselves at you all the time and don't give a shit if you have a fiance or you're married.
It's good to, it's interesting to see at least.
So like to gain trust, I'm just curious, like, do you let her look at your phone? Do you let her look at your DMs? Do you turn off your Instagram, like your DM? Like, how does that work? How do you get someone to trust you?
Brittany's not one to go through my phone. But if I open up my phone in the morning, it's sometimes I gotta be honest with you, Rachel, I get videos.
You do?
I'm turning my phone because I'm not exactly sure what I'm looking at. And I give it to Brittany and I said, Brittany, what the hell is going on here? All right. Gay guys, gay women, heterosexuals, it's everything. It's an entire gamut.
How?
But it's she's very secure, right? We've gone away, no matter where we go. We went away once where it was really, really bad. And that was, we went to the Bahamas, all right? We went to the Bahamas, we're in the Bahamas, and you couldn't go 100 feet without being, you know, people coming up, all right? But there were groups of women down there who, once they start drinking, and they come up and they kiss you on the face
get really aggressive.
No, really, really. I mean, we're leaving a restaurant once and this woman pops out of nowhere. All right. And then he's like, what the fuck just happened? You know? So you got to make sure that I make sure.
Yeah. And they really don't care about her. They'll push her aside to get to you.
And I make sure that that's addressed. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that, number one, that she feels secure. All right, she needs to feel secure based on the way. And I'm very nice. Listen, I'm very nice to everybody. I'll give everybody up to you. But don't disrespect my fiance. All right.
Yeah. Well, you're a good guy. I don't think a lot of people look at it that way. So I think that your reaction of that is not normal, but it's not all guys are not doing that. Because they're loving the attention in one way, shape, or form.
Oh, I love the attention. I'm not going to lie. I love the attention. You know what I do love? I love watching people ask you for a picture and walk away. And as they're walking away, you see a smile on their face. You truly see a smile.
Yeah, and they're sending it to everyone. Guess who I just met? You know, this is what he's like in real life.
You know, that I like. The biggest compliment I get all the time is on Instagram where people say, I met Frank. Oh, my God. He's such a nice guy. That I love. That makes my day.
Don't you think the level of fame that the Bravo stars get is beyond anything you've ever seen?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. It's
like, no matter how they're portrayed on camera. I mean, it is. They could be the villain or they could be the nice one. It doesn't matter. The level of fame, you know, I live down. I mean, first of all, I know a lot of the housewives, house husbands on any of the shows.
Sure.
And I've been out with them before, and watching what happens is insane. But down here in Palm Beach, my best friend down here is Harry Dubin.
Are you serious?
And Harry, every time we go out all the time. Right. And so Harry, we were just out two nights ago at dinner and we were coming out of Lagaloo. And there was some women coming out. They must have been at the Colony because they bring you out in this like little trolley. So it was like these open doors. Yeah. And we were going, Harry and I were alone. We were going to the ballet in front. And the women were falling out of the trolley before the trolley even stopped. Harry Dubin, Harry Dubin. They push me out of the way. One girl gives me a camera. They're like, will you take our photo? I'm like, oh, it's hysterical. And I'm like, one girl was like, Harry, Harry, come inside with me. Like, I have so many stories. I want to talk to you. You don't even have to ask me my name. I was like, Harry, you should do it. This is amazing. Yeah, Harry has no problem. And he hasn't even been like a real cast member on the show. You know what I mean? So
you're exactly right. It's amazing. It really is amazing. Wait, Jersey and Miami. I'm down Miami. We go to Miami all the time. It's the two areas where.
And are guys respectful of you, or do they try and downplay it? Like, oh, you're just on New Jersey Housewives.
Can I tell you? Initially, when I came on the show, all right, they always attacked, you know, by the gay community. They're the biggest supporters ever. All right.
Yeah.
And if a rough and tough, straight guy would come, a heterosexual would come up to you, it's always I was flipping through the channels and I saw this.
Right.
Or my wife was watching and I overheard it, you know? Right.
Or I've never seen the show before, but yeah, I know you because I look over her shoulder.
Well, that's what they said. You listen, I never watched the show before, but in season 6, episode 12, when you said, you know, I'm like, sure, okay. But now, for the past 3 or 4 years, because of the group of guys on our franchise, I have your regular guys, you know, the entire gamut from top to bottom, you name it, bro. I love it. I want to hang out with you guys. And you guys just make life fun. And we are. And we're middle-aged men who are immature, who just enjoy fun. We can do that without hurting anybody. And that's it. You know, many people call us immature. I'll grow up. Why am I going to grow up? I'm going to have fun, you know?
Right.
Yeah, life can be gone tomorrow. So no, but that, you know, we do. We get, you name it, heterosexual, homosexual, you name it, we're across the gamut. Yeah.
That's so funny. So I was thinking, you mentioned your son is going to be your best man, which I think is amazing. I do want to ask a question about him, which I forgot before. Whatever happened? Did he ever finally have a conversation with Louis? Did Louis finally come to him and, you know, answer his calls, talk to him, help him get a new job? Like, what was the fallout from that?
There wasn't as much fallout. Frankie had a list of jobs as he wanted. All right. Okay. And Frankie ended up getting the number one job that he wanted. All right.
So it worked out.
Anything with Louis didn't hurt it. And what people don't understand, and the reason because the Lord shut it down so fast, and I wouldn't say anything, is because in the field my son is in, any publicity is bad publicity. All right. Yeah, and he is with a huge private firm, and he's doing fabulous. He's doing fabulous. So we don't want to talk about my son. My son said, please make sure I'm not mentioned.
Right.
Not for any reason that I didn't want to say anything against Louis. Not that any reason I didn't want to fight. You know, the thing is, I was told, put your son's interest before your own feelings. And that's right. What we did. All right. And that's what we did. And Dolores is mama bear. All right. Believe me, she protects our children very much so.
Right. Okay. And then the other thing I want to ask you. So by the time you get married, Rachel will be, how far along is Rachel? When does she do?
Well, we just talked about that yesterday. We don't know if Rachel will be coming because of that. So we'll see at that point. You know?
Can't fly after 7 months. I'm trying to remember. It's been 12 years since I had a kid.
Listen, that, and remember something, because that was filmed how many months ago?
Right.
So we don't know. We don't know. So we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll be exciting.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm excited for you to go to this thing this weekend with the boys. I'm glad you're still getting together with them. Like, is this something like, are you guys really getting get together for dinners? Is Dolores still with her? I guess she's talking to everyone, right?
So Dolores is still talking to everyone. But the guys themselves, you know, what's nice about it, like, even though he's not in the show, Nate will be down there with Danielle. They'll come. There's a possibility that Jen and her husband, Jen Fessler, her husband will come. Obviously, Teresa and Jennifer won't come. I wish, Jackie would have came with Evan, because we don't have an issue with Evan, and nor does he have an issue with us, but Jackie has an issue with the girls that are in this group here, you know?
When you watch that back, what were your feelings on Jackie? I've had Jackie on the show too. She she just strikes me as a different girl than the rest of the girls, quite frankly. She's hard to read. I found it in watching it back last night, how she sat there and went at Margaret, denied so much. What the fuck are you talking about? That never happened. And then you wait a beat. She turns and she's like, okay, I talked to Vanessa. It's like, huh? You know, so she shows she's a good liar. But it was actually, I almost felt like it was very unstable, sort of. Like, you kind of worry about her because, and I hate to bring something like this up, but it's a true thing. She suffers from an eating disorder, which is, you know, exacerbated by not feeling good about yourself. So forget, it's not necessary. It is a weight thing, but it comes from the mind and being, you know, unhappy in your own skin. And if she has all these lies going on and people are really talking badly about her, you know, I kind of worry that she's like not going to be okay.
Jackie, Dolores has said it from the very beginning, right? Jackie, that this is, as Dolores would put it, a different part of this room, okay? of which, you know, honestly, Jackie is not, Jackie's, in my opinion, too nice of a person.
Okay? Yeah.
For this, yeah, and believe me, you know, and then people, I hate when people say, oh, she does it for the money. Jackie's got more money than everybody else in the show combined.
Right. Right? No, I know.
So she doesn't, you know, she doesn't need it, right? She doesn't need it. And like you said, you know, her eating disorder came out. That's out there. And I hope it helps some people. I really do. I just don't think Jackie was cut from the same cloth, right, as all the other women on this show.
Right. Exactly. Do you think there will ever be, do you think Bravo will ever do a show where the husbands go to like the Bahamas together?
I wish. And every single day, and I tell everybody, messages me, message Andy, all right? Everyone's a while, let's see. I don't come across Andy too much, especially since there's not a reunion this year.
Right.
Right. I got into the cannabis business. We're huge in the cannabis business. All right. That's what we do. And Andy is a huge, you know, undertaker when it comes to cannabis. So I have to make a point to bring him over some of our good product. So I may have to talk to him, you know, a little joint with him and talk to him while we're smoking.
Okay. So if they could put together an ultimate men's trip, who would go on it with you?
It would have to be, for sure, me, Joe Gorga, Joe Beningo. I like Eddie Estefo, who I'm friends with from Potomac. Mauricio, just because Mauricio, you know, he garners a lot of attention.
Right. And he's such a stud. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. who else? I have some other people that are not. I'm very close with Todd, Alexis, you know.
That's
ex-husband now. I'm not even sure. They're in the middle of the divorce, but they're still cordial. And I spoke to Todd.
He just friended me on Instagram.
But Todd did?
Yeah.
Todd's a great, I got to be honest. He's in the Northeast up here. So he's, you know, he's not here. He's your transplant in Floridia.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm not so into Miami guys, but if he's from the Northeast, then I don't mind.
Yeah, he is. He's from Staten Island. He came from Staten Island.
Is he really?
Yes. He's got a very interesting story because he's very, very successful. Owns millions of square feet of real estate down there. And what's good is they lived in the Porsche building in Sunny Isles when we were down there. I didn't even know he lived there, you know?
Right.
Then we became friends. We went out to lunch with them. And, you know, and Todd and I do some business together. And Todd's good people.
So you've had a number of different. Okay, go on. Wait, finish who else you think.
I'm trying to think without insulting anybody. Some of the people I'm friends with, Seth from was that Salt Lake City? Right. I would say PK, but I don't think PK would last with us out there. Yeah, see, I don't think our personalities could flip.
Have you met PK?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I used to date PK.
Come on.
I swear to God.
Are you?
Way before, obviously before Dorit, he was getting a divorce from his first wife, Loretta. And I worked in Las Vegas and he was one of my customers for a year. And he was living in London at the time. And he was always, we were very close and he was always trying to get me to date him. And I was like, PK, no, or that's not happening. And his friends would come into town and I would have the best time with them. I loved them so much. And I loved him as a friend, but I was like, not attracted to him. But his personality is very similar to what you see on the show. It's intoxicating. He is such a fun, good guy. And one day I woke up and I was just like, I think I'm in love with this guy. This is crazy. And I dated him for like a year. And
did you really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, Rachel, I was. Hey, listen, I was going to say since we're talking about everything, I was really going to say, what was it that attracted you to him?
So, it was his personality, obviously.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But he was a fun. Listen, as a client, he was a fun client. I worked in the nightclub industry for many years, and yes. He was the one that cultivated this client that spent this enormous amount of money in bottle service. We didn't have that before then. I worked at Tao in Las Vegas, the number one nightclub in the world at the time. Yeah. We had people who would spend $100,000, $150,000, sometimes $200,000. When I worked with PK, the first night I met him, he spent $100,000 in New York. Then he came to Vegas with me. Every time he would come to town, we would fly on, you know, Robert Earl's jet, and we would go to Vegas, and he would bring all his friends. And then it was $300,000. Then one night he did $450,000. He took all his hundreds. He was throwing them out. He was judging a go-go contest. Everyone loved him. My job was to make sure I stayed sober so I could make sure he signed the bill.
Exactly.
And he made it home alive. So he wouldn't, like, you know, charge back the charge.
Not only that, but we need him for next line too.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, yeah, he was a customer. I was working for the company at the time, but I really loved taking care of him and all of his friends. And no, he had an amazing personality. Clearly, I don't think he's physically my type, but it goes to show you that love maybe is blind, and you can, you know, you can like someone for their personality.
100%. It's a shame because you don't realize that until you get older.
No. Oh, for sure. For sure. And now I'm 49 and single. So if you know anyone.
I said, oh my God, you're facing the big 5-0. Are you really? God bless you. You look great for you. Good for you. Whatever you're doing it right. God bless you.
Thank you. But I feel, you know, I'm very happy for you that you found the one and that that you are taking the plunge again. I want to ask you one more question. So what, you said you got into the cannabis industry. What else are you working on? Like what are you doing these days?
We've always had a construction company for 30 years. All right. That's our main thing, construction. We've owned Harley Davidson dealerships. We've always owned big gyms, powerhouse gyms, Kohl's gyms. And then the cannabis. I gotta be honest with you, cannabis has really taken up my life for the past 4 years. And I'm not a big smoker. In fact, I don't even smoke that much at all. Give me some gummies every once in a while. Yes. But it was very, very interesting, and it's good. It's a good money. It's financially a great field to get into. And New Jersey is a great market, and we're still a new market. And we're trying. Florida's going to. You guys are all recreational soon. We're trying hard.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not a big smoker. I spend the whole time walking around saying, how do I know if I'm high?
Like, you know, well, believe me, especially with the gummies, you know, people, they take the gummies, you feel nothing. The worst thing they do, let me take another one.
Then you end up in the corner rocking back and forth being like, my life is miserable. You know, you never know what you're going to get, but I don't know. A lot of my friends love it. They know how to microdose and do all these things, and they swear by it. So I'm just too, you know, much of a pussy to get involved in that stuff.
Nothing wrong with that. Believe me, that's fine. But it's an interesting field, and I've learned a lot, and it's a very interesting group of people.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else that I'm missing that you have some inside scoop that I should be asking you about?
No, everybody keeps asking me about what's going to happen, and I can none of us know.
If you guys were going to hear that you were brought back for next year, when would that historically be? Like, do you have
normally we would have known by now. We would have known by now.
That's normal.
Again. All right. So we would have known by now when we were young. But nothing at this point, Rachel. We don't know at this point. No, nobody said anything. We're tight-lipped about it. We don't know. And it's not anybody. Nobody on the cast has any idea.
And do you feel...
Listen, I know Bravo's been making some inquiries, you know, out to some other people. So they think the cast is going to be mixed up a little bit at the very least.
Right. And is anyone like sitting on the edge of their chair panicking about it?
I think everybody everybody is a little bit apprehensive, a little anxious about it. For sure. You know, all these people right now, that they're not sure whether they have a job next year.
Right. You know, no, I know. That is quite frightening, I think.
And you know the thing. Let me tell you. You know, just the one thing, and we don't argue. You never argue on the social media, because if you argue on social media, you're gonna lose. All right, you're gonna lose. It just happens. And I just go along with it. I love the people. You know, people think I'm unemployed. People think I live on Dolores' coattails. We just go along with it. Just go along with it and have fun. You know, that, and it's funny what people, how they look at this, the show, and they just believe everything is real.
Yeah. Okay, forget the show for 1 second. What are you looking forward to in the future?
I'm looking forward to, I need to learn how to relax. I need to be honest with you. Like, Rachel, I can't go away for more than 3 nights. I get anxiety, all right? And I have a great group around me. I have a great company who can run the company without me. I have to learn how to relax. All right, we're getting married. We're not doing a honeymoon we're planning a honeymoon in March. And I'm trying to do 10 days. And I can be honest, we get anxious over it, you know? I'm a workaholic. My kids are workaholics, all right? And I always have to be moving. I always have to be moving. Yeah. And I think cannabis is going to be my last stop.
Yeah. Right?
So, and I always looking forward to something. I get bored. I sell everything, move on to the next thing. But I think this might be my last thing. I do want to end up down by you guys. I'd like to be a Florida resident and be there at least 6 months out of the year or so.
Yeah. And like, would you pick up golf? Like, what would you do after you retire?
I'm really sorry. First of all, I'll never retire. I can never retire. Mm-hmm. All right. Golf. When I first became an attorney in our firm, you know, we had the country club. Golf is the most frustrating thing for me because it's not hit the ball harder and you're doing better. No, I definitely will not golf. I love shooting. I was a Florida resident for quite some time. Down there, if I leave the house, I got a gun on my ankle, I got a gun on my waist. I thought I was, you know, Clint Eastwood. I like shooting. I do like shooting. I love working out. I did the entire gym, you know, the fitness industry that I still love. I do.
Yeah.
Love.
Well, maybe you'll get into something with fitness. That could be interesting.
Yeah. We did, you know, between the gyms, you know, and the problem is, I think honestly, you're a little too young for this, but 30 years ago, you're paying more for a gym membership than what you're paying now. All right.
So, is that right?
Yeah, you could get into a gym for less than $59, $69 a month. You know, now you got $9.99,
$19.99. Oh, you're right.
That's one of the reasons why I got out of the gym business. And we had six large gyms at one time. They make you money, but it didn't outweigh the headaches that came with it.
Right. So, yeah, I forgot about that. It was $59 a month or something, and it sounds, or $39, whatever. And it sounds inexpensive, but then when you add it up for the year, that's actually kind of expensive, especially if you're not going, which a lot of people don't do.
What area of the country? Where'd you grow up?
New York City. I was born in Anchorage, Alaska, but I moved to New York City when I was 5. So it was mostly there, and also in Las Vegas, though. I lived there for many years.
So, listen, you ended up in the right place. That's where everybody wants that. That is Florida.
Yeah, no, I mean, being here is amazing. I think you obviously, you know, you've been down here. You would love it. Do you think that there will be a baby in your future?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Does she want one? Does she have any kids?
We've talked about that many times. That's been addressed. All right. So we'll see. She knows I got two great, great kids.
Does she have any kids?
No, she doesn't have any kids.
And how old is she?
Brittany's 34.
Oh, so she's prime time right now.
You know, I never say never. Let's put it that way. I never say never. But I don't think it's one of the most important things right now in Brittany's life. So.
Got it. But okay. But you guys are not against it.
I'm open to everything. All right. It's been some major discussions along the way. So.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear what happens there.
Yeah.
All right. So tell people where they could find you now that the show's not on at the moment, where they could follow you, see what you're doing, all that good stuff, and also find you on the road with the boys.
Well, listen, depending on what happens this week down at Harrah's in Atlantic City, we may be taking that show on the road. Okay.
Oh, that's a great idea. Wow.
You know, and it's nice. I mean, it's funny. We're really big. We're really big in the Miami area. We're big in the Philadelphia area. We're big in the Chicago area, New Jersey. That's huge. And then our biggest followings after that, believe it or not, is Sydney, Melbourne, Australia.
Huh.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought about when I found out. So who knows? Maybe we make big in a trip there.
All right. Well, if you guys make it down to Miami, you got to let me know. I'm going to come watch.
Absolutely. For sure. I wish I was back at Sunny Isles.
tell people what your Instagram is. And do you read your DMs?
I try to keep up with my DMs. Sometimes it gets a little difficult. I get a lot of DMs. 99% of them are good, all right, are very good, which thank God. Because sometimes you have to fight, not to fight. I think that's social media.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Oh my God. I'm good at it. But when you say something about my girlfriend, my fiance, my children, it's hard not to say anything in return,
So, oh, yeah. But those people are idiots. Don't even.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know it's so hard not to be like, go after them. Oh, wait, before we go, I just want to say we are all connected with a mutual friend and about animal rescue. And I just want to talk about that for a minute, because I know your fiance is very into animal rescue. You are, which I didn't know. And now we might all get involved with something so we can do it together, because that's my priority. I have three dogs. I love animals more than I love people. And I'm always about that. I have a ton of people on my show about different amazing projects they're doing with rescuing animals. But talk to me about your love for animals for a minute.
Rachel, I got to be honest. That's the most important thing. I'm glad you brought it up. All right. That is one thing with Dolores. Dolores has a huge following. Her biggest platform has to do with rescue animals. Right? And she has saved over 150 animals, all right, from euthanasia by way of posting it, by way of pushing it. The dogs lined up for euthanasia. But not only that, myself, my entire family, all right, we are all about, all right, you adopt, you don't shop. All right, that's it. And I'm lucky I have a daughter. I have my daughter, who's a veterinarian now for 4 years, she specializes in surgery, who has wanted to be a veterinarian since she was 4 years old. And together with people like yourself, all right, and other people who are very, very influential, all right, as well as financially backing as well, we are hopefully down the line going to be able to open up a large rescue with a veterinary hospital attached to it. All right. And that is honestly not only our dream, that's our goal, right? To put my daughter in there and get to that point where we can make a difference, at least, with that facility, your brick and mortar, but together with everyone's platform who we've been getting together, we were just talking about before we came on the air.
Yeah.
That is one of the things which I feel most strongly about. That is senior citizens and veterans. That's the three things that are huge to me.
Yeah, I love that. And I am excited to tell you this when I see you in New York, but I'm going to say it on air because I want people to hear about this. There's a guy I interviewed. He started a foundation called Positive Change, PAWS.
Yep.
And he has infiltrated California, nowhere else yet. But there are 7 prisons in California that have accepted this program. And what they do is they take dogs off of the euthanasia list who are literally about to be killed, and they send them into prisons. And there's obviously a huge, you have to fill out all this paperwork. You have to find the right prisoners, all that stuff. But they take these animals, they put them into prisons for a 3-month program. They come in, Positive Change comes in every day, trains the trainer with the dog, and then the dogs go back to get adopted. So those dogs go and they are never on the euthanasia list again. They are in a now rescue to be, or sanctuary to be adopted. And then these prisoners who have, no one cares about and have been left, to rot in prison, now have a degree in training animals. So when they get out of prison, the recidivism rate has been 0 for those guys that have been on the list, because they go out, they have a degree, they have a job to go to. They want to see that dog again. For the most part, the families have been adopting the dogs of those prisoners. And it is the most amazing. I don't understand why our prisons don't do that, and why they, in all states, because there's too many dogs. We're just killing all of them. And it seems like a great way to help people that have been forgotten, misunderstood, all that kind of thing. So I love that, because a lot of the dogs are pit bulls and bigger breeds.
100%. Rachel, that is absolutely awesome. And do me a favor, we do need to talk about that, because one of the things in New Jersey, we are very, very strong, politically involved, connected, all right? Very strong, okay? Really? And our politicians who we are friendly with are animal lovers.
Okay, good.
And that has never even came up or even been discussed.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
And listen, we have the people here who absolutely can get it implemented.
Right. And they have the proven track record of how it's worked. I think people are like, oh, there's too much insurance with that. The dogs can get hurt. The prisoners can get hurt. No, they've figured it out. They have the track record. We'll talk off air. But, it's a great program. I hope before we die that is something that is that's normal. That's where animals can go to help you know, to help all sides of that. So to me, I love that.
100%. All right. And at the same time, you want to make sure the animals are okay. But we're also pushing very, very hard for much, much stiffer penalties when it comes to animal abuse.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't understand that. I still, you know, even when I see somebody on the street that is a little bit too aggressive. Listen, one of my animals that I adopted from animal control in New York was tied to a post and had staples in her head. And it just, like, I had to take her home because it broke my heart. It upsets me so much when you see how people can treat animals. I mean, it makes me sick. I don't understand why those people aren't abused in the same way. I'm okay with that. Like, literally.
So am I. Rachel, so am I. And I'm not even kidding. Myself, my family, my fiance, we judge a person about how they feel about animals, how they feel about dogs. Okay. I don't like dogs. Well, I don't like you then. All right. I don't like you. I don't need you. I'm going to be honest with you. If you don't like the dog, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
So, and I'll put it out there. I know I have people who have shit to say about it. I don't care. When it comes in, if you don't like dogs, there's something wrong with you. All right. If you come in my house, my dog doesn't like you, there's a reason why.
Right. So, I agree with you. All right, Frank, I'm so excited to see you in New York when I'm there. Hopefully I will see one of your shows when you come to Miami. Good luck this weekend. Good luck in your wedding. Say hi to your girl. And I will see you soon. Mwah. Much love. Thank you.
My pleasure. I had a good time. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Misunderstood.